2 weeks ago, he spoke about the Indian from Hashkocha Protis. I told you that Rab Chaim Friedlander, the Mashkiach from Ponovich, wasn't well, but Mamash Bli Ein Hora, Baruch Hashem's matzav changed, and they distributed his svarim. Basically, Eliyahu Rosenblum was the one that did the work. In America alone, he distributed 4,000, and in Eretz Yisrael, 12,000. He did Ayidei Shliach. So the Indian of Hashkocha Protis is now Mamash getting all around Mamash Develt, and all this is a schus for Rab Chaim. It's Chaim Ben Tzipor Fegler. He should have it a full shleimer. So I want to talk a little bit more about this week about Hashkocha Protis, and I want to tell you a little Maiselach about Hashkocha Protis. But Stamos I Bitaris Hagdom, I want to tell you there was a Maise in the time when Rabbi Yochum, that's my Rebbe, the Mashkiach from Lakewood's Rebbe. There was a time when he was the Mashkiach in Mir. There was a big Maise that 12 people got killed all of a sudden, and Rabbi Yochum came into the Beis Medrash and he said a shmuz about Manoyde Masecha. The grace is the Eibishter's din, that the Eibishter took 12 people, and each one of them was Mechuyev Kolis, and he put them all together in one spot, and then he killed them. Usually somebody's Mechuyev Kolis, this person dies over here, and this person dies there. But here the Eibishter put 12 people that are Mechuyev Kolis, put them all one on one spot, and then he took them away. I mean, the Maisa Nifl that happened with the astronauts, we'll get into it maybe a little bit later, Blin Eder. But you had how many people? Seven, eight? How many was? Eight? Seven people. All these seven people were Mechuyev Krisis. They were not only Mechuyev Krisis, all of them were Mechuyev Sreifa. Not only were they Mechuyev Sreifa, but the whole world had to go see the way these people get annihilated from the Welt. It's called Ashailuf. They said, on the way here, I heard, if they have to pick a bone from a human being or the Nish in the bottom of the ocean, yeah, Nish. Heard it, I see some Achlekes Achroinim, if they found it, if they didn't found it. About Koponim, it's a Dovanoida. These amount of people, these seven, eight people, whatever it was, they all were together in one mokim, and here they are, Mechuyev Sreifa, b'fnei kol am ve'eda, in front of the tat, in front of the mama. And the thing that was a shtickler, one of them happens to be a yid. One of these people, I heard it happens to be a yid. This person was also Mechuyev Misa. This person's a Mechal Shabbos v'fahesia. The person, when they asked this lady that they want to interview her from the Jewish newspapers, either the Jewish Press or a few other organizations, so her oistrik was that She doesn't have anything to do anymore with Yiddishkeit. She wants she doesn't want to have any shaykhis anymore. She doesn't need an interview from the Jewish press and other places because she has nothing to do with Yiddishkeit. Nope. She was mavaza. That they printed in the newspapers that a Jewish person to say shatz azach is a chila Hashem mefahesia. Akoponim Rabbi Yeruchim said that manoy de masacha Hashem vi was for that sitta that the apes took 12 people, he put them all in one place and then took away the lives. The Zelbazach, this is a mamish manoyle masecha Hashem. It's a dov nifl. All these people, these seven people, were mechuyev krisus, and not only were they mechuyev krisus, but they were mechuyev sreifa, and not only were mechuyev sreifa, they were mechuyev sreifa in front of mamish the ganze welt. There never yet was a maisa that seven people should get killed in front of so many millions of people, in front of the tata, in front of the mama. It's a dov noyle v'nifl. A little heartbreaking part of this is that this lady, the Jewish lady, her grandmother was the sister of Rab Chaim Cohen. You know what Rab Chaim was? Rab Chaim Cohen was one of the Magid Shurim from the Rosh Hashivas from Chevron. So Mamash, it hurt me terribly. The Mashkiach told me this. A mensch, wie gdeis wie Rab Chaim Cohen, can have a sister and his enikel, and his sister's enikel could be somebody to be Machal Shabbos b'fahesia, and she should be Mavaza the Yiddishkeit. She doesn't want to associate anymore with Judaism. She doesn't need an interview from Jewish newspapers, from no Jewish organizations. What? Her oinah she got, and she got it b'fnei kol am ve'edah. But for us, for a limit from this sach is manoyde ma'asecha Hashem. The hashkocha protis had the Yevishter fears it. When at what moment the Chovas Havova says when a person is supposed to be born, many times, I mean, your boys didn't experience yet, but many times you see when a lady is expecting a baby, so sometimes she schleps sich the chevle leidem punkt, she schleps sich until the exact second when the child is born. So the Chovas Havova, there's a reason for that. When a person's minutes are gezeil, there's a certain amount of time that every person is given to. If somebody does avedis, chas v'shalom, they can take it away. But there's a hashkocha protis on the exact second when a person's supposed to live and the exact second when a person's supposed to die. It's manoyle masecha Hashem. What faralim would we have? What Mizani Loch Yiddish mentioned, and from every single thing that happens in the world, we have to take a limit for us. their personal din, what happened to these people, and befrat the embarrassing Kate Shaboyz, achutz, that they all got killed, but they should die such a misa mishuna sreifa in front of the ganze Welt, and the ganze Welt will eden wegen sei. It's a bezoyen al gabi bezoyen. Der chashbin is nish negei to uns, because we don't understand that chashbin is. But for us, a limit is, manoyle masach Hashem. What a gewaldic zach is, as the Yevish stelt zusammen, seven people that are mechuyev krisis, and mit amol mit ein zetz, he takes them away. That's what Rabbi Yeruchim said when such a maisa happened in the mir. I want to continue a little bit about what we spoke about last time about Hashkocha Protis, and I want to tell you a few interesting dimensions where you'll tap on where Hashkocha Protis happens. You'll be able to get a kinyan. Like I told you, right before I came here tonight, I called up Rebbetzin Friedlander, and I told her that I really want to talk to Rav Chaim, but to the Mashgiach, of course, I speak to, you know, about him third person, but to her I said, I really want to speak to the Mashgiach, but I don't want to be Matrichim because I know it's hard for him to talk. So just tell me, Rebbetzin, tell me how he's feeling. So she told me, I told you before, but Rav David came in, so I want Rav David to hear this, that Rebbetzin Friedlander said that it's such a chiyus for Rav Chaim, because Rav Chaim heard that in America alone, they distributed 4,000 of these svarim of Havinilis Yad Hashem, V'loy Oid in the Eretz Yisrael. They now printed 8, and then altogether there was 12,000 svarim that were distributed in all the batei svarim in Eretz Yisrael, all the yeshivas, and all the beis yankovs, and all the greatest seminaries over there for the girls, and for the batei midrashim, for the men, that everybody should be mechazik himself. And she said that for Rav Chaim, it's such a chizik for him, because he knows that people are learning in the sefer, and ayidei kach will be a schuz. I want to go a few more. I want to go talk about just a little bit more about the Indian Hashkocha Protis. Two weeks ago, well, I started out with a few kashas, and I don't think at the end of the shmuz that I answered them. So I want to chazer over b'kitz and nimitz the kashas, and then I want to tell you the teretz, and then we'll take it a little bit weiter. But don't worry, I got a few stories to tell you. I tell you, mamash, I went out of my kalim again. What should I tell you? I always go out of my kalim. The last time I went out of my kelim was in the mikveh, but this one, I tell you, this one, I really went out of my kelim. Half of a fella, you see, mamash, the Eibush Shafit Avel. But now that I'm getting a little bit involved in the Inim from the Hashkocha Protis, I see, mamash, Azam Maisa, and you see, mamash, from every Maisa that you hear, always take a look at the Hashkocha Protis, Shaboy. And you'll go out of your kelim, keep shooting. Mamash, the Eibush Shafit, mamash, and not only all the Hashkocha that happened to me today, 24 hours a day, if I know about it, if I don't know about it, if I write about it, if I don't, the Zobazacha happened to you and to you and to you. It happened to all the people in the ganze Welt and all at the same time. And one person is calculating everything. One Eibishter, hoy hoy v'yir. And he's calculating all the Hashkocha Protis that feels a chuf to every single nivra and everything and all the kachov. Manol Masechas, the chachafl of a fellow. Let me just start out with the kasha. This week, 2 weeks ago, I issued a kasha which said that when in Bereishis, Kapitel Mem Gimel, Pasuk Yudalid, it says that when the Shvatim went, back to Yosef, and they were going to give him a matana, so it says that Yankov Avinu prepared them, Mikesef Mishnah, Chubiyetchem, and then at the end, after he prepared them everything, it says, Vekel Shada Yitein Lochem Rachemem, Lefnei Ha'ish. So Rashi explains, what does that mean? He says, Ma'ata Einchem Chaserim Klum Elet Fila, Hareni Mispal Aleichem. Yankov Avinu tells him, listen, now that you prepared everything, so now all you need is tefillah, okay, I'm being mispalah for you. So l'chad it's fakir. L'chad the way we taught, the first thing you do is you run in and you say tilim, and then afterwards you worry about teva. And he's even a posik bamish fakir. And the Zelba Kasha we have, the inyan from the dorm, I told you by the maisa with Rochel and with Leah. Rochel Nebuch didn't have any children. She wanted to have children. And there was this type of a flower that if you eat this flower, you can get a child. A lady that Nebuch can't have any children. You know, there's certain stones that they have a Kabbalah for Nabena Bechaya. Ada Yoy Mezeh, a certain person told me that certain people know that certain ladies, Nebuch, that they can't have children. So they get a hold of this stone and they wear it as a necklace. And it's a school that they should have children. The Yibish made it a lot of Gevaldike Koychas in the Veld. So it's a Mamash Apella Otzim. The Sipunu says that Rochel was supposed to go be matriach herself to get a hold of the dome, to get a hold of these flowers. It's a flower that looks like a human being, and when you eat it, the tuzoif on the goof, that the goof should already be koilet, that it should be able to have a child. And then the sepuna says that first the lady should take that, and afterwards she should be mispal. V'imzet tefillah. L'chayitz v'keret, the first thing you should do, you have to daven. So the teretz is like this. The Eibishter created this world because he wants to make what it says in the Medrash in Parshas Tosafot, dir betachtonim. Dir betachtonim is like this. The Eibishter is all over the Bria, and the Eibishter, we have no musig of what the Eibishter is, but the Eibishter made a little veltala over here, where the Eibishter is, we'll call it invisible, you can't see him. And he wants, in this invisible veld, you should live through the veld like a normal human being. And in that life of a normal human being, you should say, the pintala is, what's the real secret? The koich is the Eibishter. In other words, the Eibishter doesn't want you to say, okay, the Eibishter can do everything. I'm not eating anymore. Finish. I'm fasting for the rest of my life. If the Eibishter can do everything, let me see if I could live without eating. Nein's nishta say. When you're hungry, you're supposed to eat. But when you eat, you should know. You know who's making you zat? Who's making you to get alle gute Sachen from the Essen, that you should feel gesund and afterwards? That the Eibishter does. If let's say somebody has a headache, you can't say, okay, I'll take out a kapitel tilim, lamatzeich, I'll make it with a... It doesn't work that way. If you have a headache, you have to take an aspirin. With the aspirin, you say kapitel tilim, and then you thank the Eibishter through the aspirin. That's how you got better. That's what the Eibishter wants from us. We have to be normal mentioned. We're not malochim, we're human beings. We come from our tata and mama, and the Eibishter macht es unsere Kinder kommen from our... Normal, normal, normal. We live normal, normal. That's the way we have to live. And in this world, goofy, you have to say, oh, who's the pintler who makes everything work? The Eibishter. That's the inyan of Hashkocha Pratis. And that's really the pshat. When you say Kiddush, when you say Vayichula Hashamayim Vo'oretz V'chol Tzavom, or if you don't make Kiddush, I just must tell you this. I tell you, Mamash Giva HaKodesh HaToiv, Mamash the Eibishter gave me such a good tata, he taught me how to do this. When I was in Eretz Yisrael, so I knocked on the Rosh Yeshiva's door, and I told him, could I eat by you Friday night? I know that Rosh Yeshiva has no money. But he's such a tzaddik, so big deal. So I figured, okay, all right, so I'll eat by him. So if Tim Costa, he'll have to give me something to eat. Okay, we'll see what I can do. Maybe one day I'll pay him. I don't know. But how could he refuse me? I have a little gray hair already. So he says, oh, I came there just to see the way that yid makes kiddush. What can I tell you? In my life, I never saw such a... My brother Pesach, my older brother told me about it. He seemed to be a dementia, the zugang to kiddush. And he took the kois. And the way his wife and the children, the way they stand around the table, you see, a kiddush takes 10 minutes. You see what it means, Kabbalah Sol Malchus Shemayim, just from Kiddush. But yes, we get a hold of a city, give a mumble jumble dirt. You know what it means, the Kabbalah Yimamish, you say with your Kiddush, which is a mitzvah, there's a bracha, mekadosh, a special bracha, that the Eibishter created the veld. I see the person, like he puts his eyes, like he's mamish, arise from the veld. He says a few kapitlach from in Yonam, I don't know, Vos HaZokta, and then when he gets up, when he says his Kiddush, just achlo yumaki yisupa, and he has a minig as the kleine kindlach tansen nochtem. I never experienced such a Shabbos Suda in my life. I just wish it never ended. It was marvel. I call upon him, the Vayichulu. When I mention Zok Vayichulu, what type of Vayichulu Zokman? Vayichulu means Vayichulu HaShabayim V'Ha'oretz V'Chol Tzavam. What does Vayichulu mean? We teach it, has the Rebbe and Chayda teach it? Zich Gendi. The seventh day came, and I think at that second, the Eibishter finished the creation. Now the Eibishter rests for a whole day. But the Heiliges Vasemis teach is a good, the Gewaldike Regesh, and he took it out from a Medrash. Vayichulu is from a Lashon Kalim. The Eibishter made the whole world as a keli. Vayichulu hashamayim v'ha'oretz datas shamayim v'ha'oretz v'chol tzavon. Everything in the Bria. Called all the nevroim that are in the between the mountains. You know the creatures that are in the mountains, the half man, the half lion. You know it goes on. It says everything in the Bria. All the things that are flying all around the Bria that we have no hasaga. Every the etzim Bria itself. Every single blade of grass and every single hippopotamus and every tree and everything and every part of me and every part of you and our whole family is everything. By Chula Hashemayim, everything is a keli. A keli for what? What has to be in the keli? That there's an Eibishter in the veld. That's Vayichulu. And when you say Kiddush, of course this is a very high advanced Hasaga, but when we make Kiddush, you know what we have to think? We have to think, how much from the Welt do we see the Welt being a Keli? That in the Welt we see Asadon Eibishter in the Welt. That's really our job when you say Vayichulu. And that's what I once heard a Gevaldige tape from Avigdor Miller. And Avigdor Miller said that, what are you supposed to think about when you sip down the wine? But yes, we give it a Hazuk Mishnah, we run to be the first guy to make, you know, Al-Tos Yidoyim. I mean, you knock a guy off face. But Zokta Bevigdor Miller, what are you supposed to think about when you sip down the wine? You're supposed to think about that you are a Nivra and that he is the Boydei. And he's giving you this Heilige talk from Shabbos. It's the same Regesh. You have to, the whole Avodah from Shabbos, the whole Mitzvah Hayoyim from Shabbos, is to know that there's an Eibishter in the world. I'm the Nivra, he's the Boydei, he gives me the instructions, and I feel like a king just to carry them out. That's your Regesh of Shabbos. I just want to tell you a few little dugmois, a few little teeny stories, just before I get to the hot story, just to give you a regish, it's what's called Hashkocha Pratis. And the reason why I'm telling you these little stories is you should get a shtickl blick that when you experience such a thing, you should know that there's somebody that's doing it. It's not as a b'mikra that happens just like this. You see that the Eibishter fit hazeh and the Eibishter fit hazeh, and these little things that happen to you, you should know that somebody's doing it. Now, I spoke to Rabbi Leo Rosenblum. He told me that he was discussing with some bochrim about writing down Hashkocha Pratis. They don't know exactly what to write. So listen closely to a few of these stories, and you'll see yourself, Mamish, how by writing down some experiences that happened to you in Hashkocha Pratis, you'll be able to daven much better. I'll never forget, Rabbi Siegel told me I should have a seder with my wife. It's very important when somebody gets married, you should always have a seder with your wife. You remember this when it's time for you to get married. You see, that a shtub has to be with ruchnis. You can't stop playing Monopoly. You have to have ruchnis. So one of the siddurim I had my wife was on tefillah, and pinish in tefillah. So when we got to the words, v'al nisech shebechol yamimonu, we were thinking, what's v'al nisech shebechol yamimonu? We say, Moedi, we bow all the way down. We say, thanks, the Rabbi Shalom, for the tremendous nisim. V'al nisech shebechol yamimonu, you give us every single day, you give us nisim. Where's the nisim? And we couldn't figure out where the nisim. But once we started writing Hashkocha Pratis, both my wife told me, my kids told me, v'al nisech shebechol yamimonu was another tefillah. When you say v'al nisech shebechol yamimonu, you can think about the two things the Ebshah did for you the day before. The thing that he's doing for you at this moment, or something, any hashkocha protest, and if you really think about it, you see, it's mamish a bechinah from a nes. It's mamish a nes nis. That's not a nes goli. The Eved should make no kiyas yamza for you. Maybe if you one day you'll be zecher, you'll get such a hanoga. But for us pashuta people, vanisach shabbat is the little hashkocha protest. All this happens to you, and this happens to you, and it's mamish the Eved says helike hand, when the Eved says helike fingers that pushes this way and pushes that way, and you never know why this. And really, the Eved fears it. The Eved fears the veld. So let me give you a few little stories. This is an amusing story, but it happens to us. Does anybody drive over here? Well, I don't know if you should drive, but I'll call Bonnie. If you drive, you ever get a parking ticket and the judge has to judge it? Now listen to a story about a judge. Just to show you, sometimes if you have a good judge and sometimes you get a bad judge. Now I'll show you a nafka minute. There was once in a certain shtetl, in this shtetl, especially in the olden days, when it really was hefke, it was really mamish hefke. Let's say the head of the shtetl hated the yidnei mamish, they used to raid if it was gefelach. Hakoponim, there was a certain person, an Arab. And this was in Eretz Yisrael when Eretz Yisrael was in, the yidden was in Eretz Yisrael, but in scattered parts in Eretz Yisrael, it was much after the churban. It happened a few hundred years ago. There was an Arab that sold a donkey to a yid. No, he sold a donkey to the yid, but the Arab was a klugi Arab. And he told the yid, you know, we're best friends, and he showed him his donkey, and the yid taka had to have such a donkey. So, but he made sure that, you know, he said, listen, Hezekiah, just give me the money, and I'll give you the thing, I need cash, let's go right away. But he didn't make a shtar, and he didn't make any eidim. They had no witnesses, and they had no shtar. No, the yid was a tmimistiki yid, and taka, he had to have such a donkey to schlep his wagon, it was a strong donkey. Good, and he gave him the money. He gave him, and the Arab went, and he took it, and he put the money in his pocket. No, the next day he goes over to court and he goes over to the government, to the police, to the police department with Be'ezid Surah Shahoya at that time. And he tells him, you know what happened? Mamash, somebody stole my donkey. And Mamash, I can't be, and it's Mamash, this is my whole livelihood. Kids at the police start looking, he said, describe it to us if maybe we find it against Zaha. Kids anyway, he says, the description was wearing like this and that, and Mamash, somebody took it away. Kids, no, the police said they didn't see anything, but if they'll be in the lookout, if they hear anything, they'll try to be Mazah, you know, to have it, didn't, should be Mishpat in the street. It's not Hefke, you can't have people running away with somebody else's donkey, Avada Nish. Kids, anyway, just like about a few hours later, the guy runs into court. I see there's a certain Jew that's schlepping his wagon, he has my donkey. I'm Kamat Sikha, that's it, go look into it. No, the police right away, they go down to the yid, and they ask the yid, where did you get this donkey? So he says, well, I bought it from this and this Arab. Kids, the Arab comes to running, he says, Vos, Ganef, Ligane, Shakrin. And he tells the mamish, you stole the mamish banker, and he starts commanding, and no, the goyim ham doch find the yid. So who about it? The police ask him, no, do you have a star? Do you have any sort of proof? He says, I have no proof, because the guy just told me he needs cash right away. We were friends, and I just gave him fist the money. He says, you liar friends, I hate you, I hate your father. Kids, the moiske showed him. Kids, he said, okay, everybody goes to court. No, who do you think was the judge? Emes HaSayin Yisrael. Boom, the judge had to go away, and it's him. The judge is somebody else. He should go mishpat this thing. Go mishpat the zach. The second judge that came in was a guy, and he wasn't such a Jew hater. He was a straight guy. Granted, he was a straight guy. He happened to be a guy, but he was a straight guy. He wasn't such a Sayin Yisrael. No, he sits down, and it's right away when he's about to mishpat, so he runs, there's a chap over here, exactly what's doing over here, and he takes a look, and he sees the way the Jew is timing and say to the Goy. The Jew says, with the ganze tamimis, he felt that the Yid is saying the emes, and the Goy is saying the sheker. Now, how is he going to prove it? So right away, so he says, listen, right before I get to this case, you have to do me a first a favor. There's someone that's very, very sick, and we have to have some money just to help him out. I'll pay back everybody the money. Could everybody just, please just give me as much money as you can lend me? I'm not going to fool anybody. Just give it to me, and I'll come back, Mamich, and in an hour, we'll straighten out the whole case. Could everybody give me some money just so I should be able to help out this person that's sick? So he said, people right away, he said, Father, so he had said, no, I have no money, which I can't go. So the guy wanted to have favor into the guy, say, first, he gave him a lot of money, all the money that he had gotten, gave him whatever it was, let's say a sum of $200, he gave him those bills and the coins, whatever the tzula shegiya, and the guy took him and he put him on the table and he takes a look down and he says, these coins, they're mamish mezuyev. They're mamish, it's counterfeit money. So mamish, he said, counterfeit money, this is something they're not going to stand for. So he got so angry, he says, who cares about the donkey? This I'm going to handle right now. Counterfeit money. Where'd you get that counterfeit money? So the guy got so scared, he says, I didn't have it, the Jew gave it to me. Oh, the Jew gave it to you. That's how we have it. So isn't that Hashkocha Protis? Many times you have, it's a cute mice, just how the guy chapped him. I read the mice in the safe. No, who chapped him? A judge. How come this judge, boom, the Yerusha feared that this other judge had to go away, and this other judge comes in, and then Mitamali chaps, and he helped out the Yid. Anybody that drives a car has parking tickets, or you have problems with the government, with this. Mitamol, the Hashkocha feared that this judge should be sitting over here. This is a friend of mine, I had a gatzadin toyed against a different person, and the guy, he mamish would have lost the case. But he told me it was Erev Shabbos, and the judge, even though he wasn't a Yid, but it was Erev Shabbos, and everybody was in a rush, everybody wanted to get out of there. And mit the moment, 1, 2, 3, finish, he had no gedul to finish, that's it, the case dismissed, nothing. It's Hashkocha Pratis, it's mamish Hashkocha Pratis. Let me give you a different example. I needed something to be written the other day, 2 days ago, and so I called up my sister. I have a sister in Eretz Yisrael. She writes very well. And, you know, Sveltnish, I'm rich Uncle Kalman. I have a lot of money. So, you know, it's a big deal. I call up Eretz Yisrael and I call up my sister and I tell her, do me a favor. I need to write me up 2 paragraphs on this Nakuda. I can't, my mother couldn't do it. My brother couldn't do it. And I needed a certain type of a line. She could do it. Finish. I called her. I told her, listen, call me. I'll call you back. And my wife will take it instead. You know, so it shouldn't take that long. I tell her exactly what I need. I told her to look up a Gemara. I forgot to tell her what daf it is. And I go tell a lady, a Gemara, I told the Gemara in Sanhedrin, and she should write it out, but I forgot to tell her what that. Kids, anyway, the next time I called her right back, she gives me the whole thing. So she tells me, the thing that I asked her was to write about, something about Hashkocha Pratis. She says, Kami, you want to hear Hashkocha Pratis? You told me the Gemara Sanhedrin, I had no idea where it is. I opened up the Gemara and there it was. I mean, the Gemara Sanhedrin, there's a Sanhedrin in it, there's Marcus and Shavuos in there. She opens up a Sanhedrin and punk comes up the Kuv Beis Amar Aleph. Pump the Gemara that she needs. No, that's not Hashkocha. How many times do you take a siddur, you face, you open up, bang, there it is, I'm moided. You have a siddur, you open up, smack, to Aleinu. Didn't you have such a time? I remember when I learned Rav Shmuel Brudny, I remember he once spoke out, it happened to me, it's such Hashkocha. I remember I was a Mishiva, I was a Bocha. He spoke out the Ktsois, I forgot about it, punked exactly Velch Nakuda. It was a Ktsois or a Shach, and I had no idea what it was, and I opened up a Chosh Mishpah, and there it was. Doesn't happen to me every month in Darshik. But who was the one that pushed my finger to open up this many pages this way and that way? That's Mamash Hashkocha Pratis. All these things, you open up and say, the punk, you have this book. The one that the Abishah makes it, oh, this time you shouldn't have any tzad. This is a different thing about, if you open up a city to the right spot, that's called Hashkocha Pratis. Let me give you a different example. Just one of my kids told me the other day that they finished teaching at Chveis and Beis Kela. It's a certain girls' school that they opened up not too far from Lakewood. I call upon them, so usually they have a minigat that day of the week, whatever day it was, they go to the girls, they go to the old age home, and they spend time a little bit with the elderly people to be machasitim. It's a gewaldike mitzvah when you give a person chias. So my kid told me that she was misupik. How is she going to get back? First of all, the weather is lousy. And second of all, she's going to go there and they don't have no transportation back. But they figured, no, the few girls went together and they said, listen, hashachal Hashem. They didn't use these words, but the word is hashachal Hashem Yehovcha. Throw your pekel on the Eibishter, v'hu yuchal kaleka. The Eibishter will support you. Kids, they went there. If they spent the time, the 20 minutes or whatever it was, they spent time with the old people, whatever it was, so they had to get back. They go outside the door. Soon as they go outside the door, they see two people, Rabbi Rosenbaum and Rabbi Goldblatt. They ask them, could you take us back to Lakewood? And there they got the car right. Who was the one that made it? Did you ever stand on the corner over here, Dirt Nach Face, a mile down, and try to get a hitch to Lakewood? Punk, you get it? A Bacha told me over here that the 2 times already, he was in Lakewood and he had to get back, mamish, and he got the same guy, the guy to take him, punk, minute, and he gets back right here before Shabbos. Isn't that Hashkocha Noira? It's mamish Hashkocha Protis. You get a hitch here, you get a hitch there. Today I had to ship some Sfarim. I was standing by the corner. I don't have no car, so I was standing by the corner in 6th and Forest. Had to go mamish a mile down. So I figured I'll take the Hashkocha Hashem Yehovcha, I'll do my job, let the Yabish do his job. And I stood in the corner over there. 1 second later, Yeshiva guy came in. He took me mamish right where I wanted. He even offered to stay stay and wait until I finish and take me back. I told him I don't have to. On the way back, I got a hitch on the way back. I walked maybe a half a block and I got a hitch back. Walked back the whole mile. Such kochanoida. Every time you get a hitch, the Eibishter makes it. You know the people that don't get hitches? And you, Baruch Hashem, you get a hitch. It's a'avani sechesh b'choy mimanu. Who made it that this guy punked this minutos? This is hashkocha pratis. Let me give you a different example. Sometimes, epis faltet ein epis amachshove and kop. You ever have such a thing? Punk mit amol yifa uye gewaldige eitze. You know this hashkocha pratis and that too? Listen to this story. It's a very cute story. In a certain shtot, there was a melamed. Now this melamed, what they used to do in this shtot, the melamed used to teach, all the kinderlachen used to teach them to the little boys. Now, there had to be somebody with a horse and wagon to take all the kids, like a bus system, to take all the kids from the shtot and bring everybody to the melamed. So there was this bocha, this goyisha bocha. The guy just knows, you don't need too much seichel. You sit down in the thing, you go past the houses, the boy jump on the wagon, and he goes around the shtetl and he brings everybody to the melamed. That was this guy's job. No, these little yingalach, the Yiddish kinderlach, freilich kinderlach, mamash was achis, heilike kinderlach. So what did they do when they were on the thing? They used to sing Aleph Beis Gimel. They used to sing the Aleph Beis. And this bocha was listening. He always picked up the Jewish phrases. He picked up the Aleph Beis. He picked up the tzudah from the oisias. But by being with the boys so such a long time, he was doing this year after year. He picked up pasha how to read. Not only picked up the bocha, this goyish bocha had a gutta keppel. He picked up how to read, and he can mamash fake it out that he's Jewish. The guy knew how to read. He knew how to teach words. He spoke the language of the boys. He hears the way the yingalach, this class is chazing over the psukim. They're singing the words and they're singing the songs. He picked up things about Har Sinai. He picked it up. After such a long time that he's doing it, and it's a levadik shtot, and there was no tzaris, it was a good shtot. So everybody was together, the goyim with the yidin, and the goyim mamish picked up everything. Kid said, this bocha, this goyish bocha, when he became 13, 14 years old, he decided, listen, Emo Faral, he's got a gewaldige eitzah. What does he have to go stay over here and make money like this? He's going to go to a different shtot. He's going to pull a fast one. No, he quits his job, and he goes into the next shtot, and he goes to the shtot right afterwards. The shtot over there, and he comes into the shtot, he goes into the yeshiva there, and he puts a yarmulke on. Of course, before he walks in, he says, you should know, my name is Moshe. You should know that I'm a Yosem. And I have no parents, and I need people to take care of me. Can I come to this yeshiva and learn? Say, Mama, she felt so bad. He says, where are you coming from? He says, I'm valgering zich from stot to stot. And I'm so lonely, I'm so zerbrochen. Can I have room and board over here? I know how to learn a little bit. So the manayel of the yeshiva said, let me see, sit down, my kid. And he right away gives him something to eat. And he picked up how to make brachas, the same brachas. And he says, oh, Father, what are you talking? When I get to my kush, I'm staring. And he puts him in it. And they start learning with Moshe. Moshe, the guy said, treif in a goy. Hazitzna learn b'has mother. The guy had a good keppel. He was learning and learning. Okay, so the kid was getting very smart, and he seemed to have a good head. And mamash, he picked up. The kid was mamash samzach. He was matzliach mamash learning. Would you believe it? But he was mamash matzliach. Gate Reb Moshe, Gate becomes a gresser mensch, and he knows really how to learn Gemara. It's a frightful story. Gate the mamash to the next shtot. He goes into the next shtot, and he goes and pulls the same thing. Over there is a yeshiva gedoyla. Over there where they learn Gemara, and he comes in over there to the head of the yeshiva, the menayel or the rosh yeshiva, whatever it was. And he comes in, he asks them, you know, can I learn in this yeshiva? I come from this in the shtot. My name is Moshe, I'm a Yosem, the ganze spiel. You say, no, avadin, they fair, they see them, as mamsh zach. A kid said, the Rebbe wanted to be, because he's a Yosem, the Rebbe wanted to be Makarvim. So he went and he told him, come, Moshe, you're going to help me. In case a boch is out of line, you tell me who's out of line. And I'll spend special time with you. A kid said, became the snitcher. Now, the guy, this Moshe, comes in, whatever it is, he's 15 years old, he comes in, 2 days later, he's ready to snitch from the yeshiva. And he tells everybody, tells the principal, what this guy, you know, he's telling the Rebbe, this guy comes late, and he's marchich everybody. The kids, everybody started hating. Wow, chutzpah, who does this guy think he is? He comes to yeshiva, 2 days later, he's taking over the whole place. The kids, became a gewaltige sinner. Kids said, one day, all the guys were together, yeshiva, bochum, giving zech haneitzer, he said, what am I, sugar, we go listen to this guy? We had a leak, a rebbe, good, there's an image, schlacht, okay, the world is not chorev, good. So this guy goes, and the rebbe was machiach them, and he let them have it, and to be machazik Moshe, you're doing a good job, and he's makarv, and mitgalein, so it was, kids said, they said, listen, madaf my lady, can we beat his brains out, aimo for him, keep him quiet. One, he says, let's shikir him on, let him zu brechen de beine. Kids said, anyway, they said, come, Moshe, come, tonight we're having a shtickle suda. Come, you want to eat with us? He says, Avada. Kids said, they gave him wine, and Mamish, and they drink him on it. Kids said, you see, Mamish, the guy gets shikker to the boy. Kids said, look, you see, Mamish, he gets shikker, they were afraid they didn't touch him. One of the Bokhrim says, listen, you know, I want to tell you, when Moshe left them, the next day or whatever it was, he says, you know, something's wrong over here. I looked at this guy, Moshe, and I see the guy never shakes by davening. He never shakes, not only is he never shakes by davening, he never shakes by learning. There's something wrong over here. I can't put my finger on it. There's something wrong. Kids, the next night, they slept Moshe. I remember some brechens on the bainer. They take him in, they shikker him on. A kid said, by the shikker, whatever's in the shikker's hearts comes out when the guy shikker. They drunk him up, and it came out. The guy said out that he was a goy. It was mamish gefaul. They heard he was a goy. They took him. But some brechens on the bainer. They smelted his head off. They gave it to him as a kid, the boy. Kids, the guy, after he gets his ganzen zahargetarten, when he gets it back to himself, so he realizes what they did, and they spying him, do treifen ja, geh alois from deine Wende after home. So, Mamas, the guy got so angry. Meanwhile, the Rosh Hashiva hears what's going on. He gets a hold of his boch and he tells him, Hezachayim, you know, attack, okay, you have to be a goy, but be magaya. Yes, it's a magaya sein. The kenzach hazeh for learning can be matzdeich. He says, lozmanish me dein thing, leave me alone, get me out of here. And the guy leaves. The guy goes, and he goes now to the Catholics. And he tells him like this, Hezachayim, he says that I happen to know the ganze Torah Shebiksav. I want you to teach me the New Testament and teach me all your Torah. And I'll be able to make you such a vikuchim against the Yidden because I know my stuff. And the Catholic didn't believe him. And the Catholic, they saw the guy's mamish Yidei Sefer, he knows a lot. And the Catholics, they took him in and they taught him mamish the ganze treif in the New Testament for chulu, and the guy became up, he was marvel. And then he said, come, now after the guy Taka knew his stuff, those few months after this oisgestiegen, he says, I'll show you stiris, I'll list them kashis. And whoever can answer them, the says, we'll make vikuchim like in the old days, in the time of Ramban. Kids, anyway, this guy Taka, he kicks up a whole storm with the sada, with the melech, I can't say, kids, so finally they challenge the Yidden. He say the Yidden, in 30 days, they have to pick out one Yid, and one Yid's going to have a debate with this young man. And whoever wins. But whoever loses, they're going to burn him by the stake. And now the Catholics, the mamish, they were so betech, and this shegetzel, because this shegetzel Taka, he knew his stuff, and he mamish going to make a vikuach. Kids was mamish bitter for the Yidden. They didn't know who they're going to stell to. They knew that this person knew his stuff. He knows stilis and psukim. He could ask us stilis and psukim. We won't know what the answer, and then he'll say, chas v'shon, the third is nishtemis. What are we going to do? And mamish, the Yidden were fasting, they were crying, they didn't know what to do. Kids, there was a certain person that came to this store to do mischa, to do business. The guy comes with his chaboy, he always comes to the stores and he buys and sells. He sees the stores are closed. So he hears somebody, what's going on? So he says, he didn't hear. They made exeda that from the Yidden has to come out one person that has to be misvakech together with this guy. And if he's matzlich, whoever's matzlich is matzlich, and whoever loses, they're going to take him, they're going to burn him by the stake. We face here, here's mamish, the Yidden here, ich bin doch eichet a Yid. He felt so bad, he went back home. Kids, he goes back home, so then one of his helpers, the guy, a helper, a tumimistike yiddle, hot sein helike payas, hot nish merdel, he knows nothing. But he was a powerful person, he says, what's the matter? He says, didn't you hear what happened? They made a gzeda that they didn't have to steltsu one person, they could make a moiridik of a koach, and whoever wins, and whoever loses, they're going to burn him by the stake, and who knows, once they burn him, zain the yiddle, zain hefkin, they'll beat up the yiddle, chas v'sholem. So he has a big deal, we'll take a big chocham, he says, name, because there was a bochet, he was a goy, really, he fooled everybody, he happens to know a lot of the psukim, and he can confuse everybody, we don't know what to do. So the guy says, you know what, let me go. He said, I don't want to get personal, but you happen to be like, from the Gres Tamarats. I'm like, what are you going to do? He says, listen, don't worry about it. Leave it to me. Kids, anyway, said, he says, wait, it's not it. He says, Nain, I'm going to go. I'm going to be Mispakech with the guy. He said, well, how could you do it? He says, don't worry, the Amish will help me. The Amish always helps me. At 3 minutes to kid, he said he's going to be Mispakech. Gate that rein to the Stot, and he goes to the Rav. And he says, Rav, Hezachayim, I hear that there's a Moiridik of Vikuch that has to be taking place. So why doesn't the Rav go? So the Rav says, who knows what the Bochak it is? She says, Rav, let me go. He says, you? Who are you? Is Porsche, how can you take a chance? He says, listen, Rebbe, don't worry about it. He tells him, it says in the Chazal that before Mashiach's time, it says, Navu is going to come to little girls and to Shaitim. You consider me a Shaitim. Okay, good. Well, before Mashiach's time, it's good. So the Navu will come through me. So the Rav, he started laughing. He says, listen, you can't make a joke. And Klai Yisrael's in such an Eitzel. So he begged the Rav, do me a favor. I want to go. I have an Eitzel. No, the Rav says, okay. You say no, the Yevish the bench, Yeshua Hashem, Hagad Hashem Tiksa, the Yevish is Yeshua can go to our Gleisa Mensch, go to our Kleina Mensch. Good gate to Gleisa Mensch, gate to people, and Mamish, everybody's around. And then when the 30th day came, this person comes with the ganze Steigate, and they set up two Lizike beamers. They set up one beam over here, one beam over here, and over here they set the fire. And the whole Stadt is out there, Yidden never Veinen, and the Catholics are Mamish the Beteach, Umse Mamish Bitte. Now, by the stakes, they made it to six people. As soon as the guy says that he doesn't know, and he gives him taka that he's nechna, six people grab hold of the guy and they burn him. Who are the six people? One Yid, one Catholic, and four people that are neutral. say they want to, you have to make it neutral, but the yid has to do it. Whoever they have to burn has to be done either a yid, a Catholic, or four people. No, the Malchi Chavola, these four Geroitzer Geboyim were standing in the back. Soon as the guy admits he doesn't know Mitam, Schnell take it and they're going to burn him. Bifnei Kolam Ve'eda. L'man Yishmo V'yiro, will show you the yid Nagerech. In those days, it was so hefke, it was marvel. Mamish marvel. Kids of the yidin in the crowd, the mamish, they're crying, they're so weak from fasting so much. And even the yidl that was for among these six people, he's so zerbrochen, so the Eibishter opitn, if he has to take a yid, and if they don't, if Chas V'Shalom, the yid loses, and he doesn't throw in the yid, menemtem mitemechet and I'm varfen. It was mamish bitter, they were broken hearted. Kids of this posh, the mensch, they stand up in front, and the shayfetz, and the sar, and everybody's standing, so still, and they say, who's going to begin? So the Amoritz gets up, he says, I'm going to begin. I'm going to ask the first question. We're going to see who's smarter. And he starts getting up and he storms. He says, once and for all, we're going to show that the Yidden are smarter than the Catholics. The Catholics, my chutz, but it gets so ufgidek, Yidden, tazah hozer. And the goy, he buds in that bocha, he says, what do you mean you're going to start? I'm going to start yelling. Because they said, okay, let the Jews start. So he tells him, you say you know Torah Shebiksav, you know our Torah? So that the goy, he said, yeah, but I know it. He says, go ahead, say loud and clear, I'm going to ask you a question, and you answer it loud that everybody should hear. If you could answer my question, it's Tugadech. And then you'll ask me a question. If I don't know, so then they could burn me. I'm going to ask you a pshat in a posik. If you could tell me pshat in this posik, it's Tugadech. And if you don't, it's good, then you ask me. But if you don't know, they're going to burn you. He says, I'm not afraid, I know Tayyip Shabbat, no problem. He takes out a tillim, he says this posik. He says, what's the tayyip of the posik? Listen to these words carefully. Vani bar vloyeda behemus hayisi imoch. And the title of those words is Ani bar, I'm an idiot. Vloyeda, I don't know. Behemus, I'm behemu between you. So the guy gets up. Ani bar, I'm an idiot. Vloyeda, I don't know. I'm like a behemah. Kids said, grab a matzis and even a rein. Wow, they throw the guy right. Goodbye. But the mamash gerati for the ganze shtot. Now let me ask you this grace chochem, the chochem that the one that knows kolot terukula, ekonom yasser zayin ala rambams. Es steht in der fast, he has no aids of even getting rat of it. Steht dort in a kleine amur, it's a poi that knows nothing. He had to set a little tiller and he bavala yeh, the behemoth say, yisi yimoch, and kipitl where is it, kipitl ayin gimel. When you get to that posik, next time you could laugh. At the grat of it, ala yidin. Who made that posh at the mensch have that machshova? Who makes a posh at the ish posh of his can rat of in a ganze stot? Not the yevishter. This hashkocha protest mamish, not only in yezach, posh at the zachen, but what goes through a person's mind, you don't realize there's hashkach on that. Mit dem Holz fällt ein Molli dicke Blick. Also you have to get a blitz idea. Who made that blitz idea? It says there's a Targum, I don't remember at this moment, there's a Targum Yonison Ben Azil, that it says, but there's a Pasuk in the Torah, I don't remember where. The Pasuk says, the Yemshi says, I'm going to make you be Matzliach. So what does the Targum say? The Yemshi says, I'm going to give you Machshavus, what to think about. A person thinks, Narishke Shtusim. Mit dem Holz, a person gets a Molli dicke Blitz. Somebody on the way in, the way coming to Adelphi, somebody told me a very nice mahalach, and a few missions, he was miyashiv, very nice girsa, he very good. Avada, at gehad of it, net zuge kumen to dizach. But it's poshit, vetem gegeben, who gave you the machshava? It's hashkocha pratis in that too. Avada, the Eibshi gives such hashkocha pratis only to somebody who stelt sich zu. But when you have mitam all the blitz, you have to, that's also vani sech shebchoy mimonu. Let me tell you a few more little things before I tell you, mamash, a moly dik a maisa, half of a fella. I just want to tell you a few little nakudas for Rab Chaim Sefer, because it's so chaviv to me, because it's mamish, it's like changing over the Welt. The Welt is going to become so conscious about the inyun of Hashkocha Protest. And it'll be a schus for Rab Chaim, the fact that the doctors are saying that Baruch Hashem, now they see Rab Chaim is holding, and the Batech of the Eif should tell them that the schus, mamish, all the schus, I mean, the doctors don't use the words, the schusim, but we know that it's the schusim from Klai Sol's Machazik and themselves on the moon to be a schus for Rab Chaim. So I want to tell you a few kleine zachen. Rab Chaim brings in the Sefer Moedah Diki Yesod. At kama sha'onu boitchem b'Hashem, as much as you are b'teach in the Yevishter, v'reitzim liloys, yad Hashem yizborach, and you want to see the hand of the Yevishter, onu zeichel liloysa begila yoysa, you see it more. Can you tell me, why is it that the Libnitz Rebbe can go out, I heard about it from a person that was standing over there, if he wouldn't have told me, I wouldn't have believed it. It was a cloudy day, there were such thick clouds, no one could say Kiddush Levona. It was the last day, and no one could say Kiddush, it was terrible. The Ribbon Tzereba went out in the middle of the night. He went out, he goes, you know, by him day and night, you know, he has like different siddurim. He went to the mikveh, middle of the night, he comes out with his towel, kids, he looks up, he sees it's cloudy. What does he do? He takes his towel, goes like that, like a magic wand. All of a sudden, this cloud split. Zopchen's like, Kiddush Levona, Baruch Hu Ta'ala, Kaini Melech Olam, says his mamash is Kiddush Levona, Metamol, closes. How could a human being have such a koyach? The teretz is val eglit as eifel nashkocha protis. Because the machzins of the tata health, fighting is the edge to health. Why? Because he's b'teyach more. The Heilige Oilus Ephraim says a word, the Hashem Tov Arbitz Maisim with this. He says, Hashem Tzilcha. Hashem is as big as your shadow. If you're a big person, Hashem is bigger. If you're a teeny person, so then you're very small. Do you know why Chas V'Sholem, when people are very, very sick, they teka, they can't be helped? Because they don't believe really that the Eibshe can help them. But if you believe that the Eibshe can help them, then the Eibshe helps you. Do you know by Kriyas Yamsuf it says, Moshe started crying, he started with Vayitzak, and Moshe with Sa'oka Gedoli was crying to the Eibshe, the Boyin Shalom help. So what does the Eibshe tell him? Matitzak Elayim, what are you yelling to me? Dabar El B'nai Yisroel V'Yisroel, go tell the Yidden to cross the Yamsuf. So the Nefesh HaChaim says, what do you mean? What does the Pasuk mean? So he says, Moidedik. The Eibshe told Moshe Rabbeinu, I can't make Kriyas Yamsuf unless they believe in it. Tila doesn't even help over here. If you believe that I can make Kriyas Yamsuf, then you'll get Kriyas Yamsuf. If you don't believe in it, you can't get it. That's the Pshat and Pasuk. Matitzik Elai, what are you yelling with Tfilah? Tfilah's not going to help you here. Dabro B'nai Yisrael V'Yisrael. Tell the Yidden they should believe in Kriyas Yamsuf, then they'll get it. If you hold, you know, the Meiridik of Maisa Hoifan, I'm Sholem Shvadron, Meiridik. Rav Chaim V'Loshim was once sitting in the safe, by the table, and he says that if somebody believes with his whole heart that you can throw a glass down on the table and it won't break, then you'll throw it down and it won't break. So his Talmidim were rough cookies. They said, Rebbe, let me see you do it. Uyfei, what's to them? So he put his head down like this. For 20 minutes, he was shakur with his ganzen moyach, his ramach, you saw, he was shakur. Then he took the thing, he smashed it on the floor and it didn't break. It took him 20 minutes for that. He can't say, well, you know, in a bunch of someone will come back and he just, oh, that'll break. Because you really don't believe it in your heart. It took Rav Chaim V'Loshim 20 minutes to get that idea. That what? You can take a glass and smack it on the floor and nothing will happen. That took Rav Chaim 20 minutes. You want Kriyas Yamsuf. You can't say, well, the Eibshe can do everything. It doesn't work that way. You have to believe it, mamash, with the ganzen hearts. And if you believe it, Hashem Tzilcha, the Eibshe is as big as your shadow. If you believe the Eibshe is big, so then if you're big, then the Eibshe is big. If you think that, well, you know, the Eibshe is like, the Eibshe does a lot of mitzvahs, like he helps the Yidden a lot, you know, and he's not like the Eibshe is like a tzaddik, so then that's all the Eibshe is to you. But if you hold the Eibshe, he can help you in Alam HaTzavim. I tell you, I spent a lot of time with Rav Yankee Galinsky. That was the whole avoided from Navardik. Boy, I could tell you stories about with these Navardika people, what they used to do. Was half of a fella. Was half of a fella. I'll never forget the Alter Rabbi Brzezinski, the one that was, that Nebuch was nifted, that the car killed him a few months ago in Lakewood. So he told me a mamish amais that happened to him. He was once on a train, and he was running from one shtot to a different shtot. And on the, right when he ran on, and if they would catch you without a passport, they consider you a spy, and it's mamish dosei lohomis. They mamish would kill you. They put you into, it was bitter. Anyway, he gets on the train, and the conductor's coming to every single person. Let me see your ticket, and let me see your passport. So on the train, jumps a guy from the Vardik. Now, how could you tell he's from the Vardik? Because the Vardik used to have the hat sideways, with the brim down on the side. They fight for the veld, finish. They would walk into drugstores, they would ask him, you have some nails. They'd walk into a chves, a carpenter store, they chves, ask him, you have some milk. They're mavatan, afraid of nothing. The whole thing was betochen. Everything, the Eibshe. The kids, they used to write down, some of them, they used to write down, those that did have passports used to write, betochen. What's your name? Betochen. What's your name? Amunah. What's your name? Enod Mavada. You know, everything else is from him. That's what he used to, they were trained. So Rav Brzezinski told me he was on the train and he was tittering, he had a passport. But he happened to have gone with another passport. He had two passports. On the train, so he was sitting as the conductor was coming down, and he sees a guy with the hat on side with the brim down. So he asked the guy, listen, you have a passport? Yeah, you prepared it. What comes to? Says, Betochen. He says, Sugar, the Bald Shechem, the Schneiden Sticker. He says, Betochen, you have to tell him. He said, how did you take a chance to go from one shtot? This one, you stay in this shtot. So you stay here, they won't trap you. Good, you'll hide between the buildings, you hide someplace. Over here, you're running from one city to the other city, you don't take a chance. Betochen, finish, you have to tell him. Kids, anyway, the conductor came closer and closer. Rabbi Brzezinski took out the second one and gave it to him. You're right, Betochen. Rabbi Brzezinski didn't realize he is the vehicle. The Eibshe stooped him. He should be on the train so that Mr. Betochen should get on the train and they both live happily ever after. How did this person, this Mr. Betochen, how did he get that? Mitamali goes in the train, he finds the Alter Rabbi Brzezinski, and he gives him the second passport. That's called Betochen. He believes that the Eibshe can give him Azaz. So then he gets it. What if it happened to us? We would say, we'd be in Gansas and Tumut, we'd run the other way. That man had Betochen. Hotter Betochen kicked Azaz and Hoga. Whatever you believe in, that's what you have. You'll see, if you keep writing Hashkocha Protis, Azaz Maise, a little Maise, noch a little Maise, noch a little Maise, you'll expand so much in your betochen zok tochavis havavis that you'll have such a moidedik achiz and the Eibshe will give you more and more and more. I have to tell you another maisa. I see, because I have on my paper a lot more things I want to tell you, but I can't go after the time. And I have to tell you something for Santa Maisa. He doesn't want you to press it. I'll leave it there. He doesn't want it. The Hedek Noyim Eli Melech, I don't know if you're aware of that Kufa. Does this one? And that after the time for the Baal Shem Tov, he was Maimed Talmidim. These Talmidim were such Bali Ruach HaKodesh. I mean, you can't be mad. We have no Hasog versus Maimed Ruach HaKodesh. Ruach HaKodesh means that a person could walk in and he could see all your mitzvahs, all your avedis. There used to be lines by the Arizal. People used to come to the Arizal. And as soon as he walked at the Arizal used to look on the forehead and used to tell the person all his avedis from this Gilgul, all the avedis from Yana Gilgul. And people used to come to Arizal Mamish begging them. They used to beg him, do me a favor, tell us what you're taking for all our avedis. The Helik and Abayim, after the time of the Baal Shem Tov, the Yevsha sent down a Moly Dika Shefa from Ruach HaKodesh. And the Helik Yechsidish and Abayim, when people used to come and they used to tell them everything about the Ovar, everything about, it was Mavel Al Harayim what they used to do. A Kopon of the Noyim Eli Melech, the Helik and Noyim Eli Melech, it was the time of the Baal HaTanya, the same time as the first Lubavitch and Eber. And the Noyim Eli Melech, there were five tremendous giants from the Mazrit Shemagad. A Kopon of the Noyim Eli Melech was sitting by Sudas Chodesh, and he was a Rangiton Moly Dika Machshova. But then they used to prav Sudas Shchodesh means that the Rebbe used to sit by a table, by the Shchodesh. They used to make a Suda like Shabbos. And then the Rebbe used to, it wasn't such a long Suda, but they used to sing. And then the Rebbe used to say Divrei Torah. The place was packed. The Noyim Eli Melech see them all around him. Hey, kids, they were rangaton, very stark. And then you know what the Rebbe was speaking about. It was half of a fella. With them all, two people coming by the door. The Noyim Eli Melech sees these two people. He says, what? People should come to me, the Smamish, without clothes? I never saw such a chutzpah in my life. Everybody looks at the door, they see two people, the clothes from top to bottom, what's that? And they start, the Rebbe, what's the Rebbe talking about? They see the person, he has clothes and has everything. Zuk the Noyim Eli Melech. He says, what? From the time of Adam Rishon, I never saw somebody to have nothing going like these two people. He said, Rebbe, what's the Rebbe talking about? Mamish is real, what happened over here? She said, these people have mamish nothing. They have no ruchnius whatsoever. I never saw in my life two yidden to have nothing. Kids, when the two yidden hear that, the mamish, the heart sinks out, and they just come with the letz kach, they sit down by the table. Zab to Noyim Eli Melech. Should I tell you why you people have nothing? And I never saw such thing that people should have nothing, because you people were mavazer Rabbi Chil Michel. Rabbi Chil Michel Mizlochev, he was a different ever, and because you two people were mavazer and you were guiding him such a kamat, he almost died because of your people's hashchosa. So therefore, the Abisha took away all your mitzvahs and all your mamish, you have nothing. And all you have are people only with chatoyim. And the people said, Taka, you're right. Rebbe, that's what we came here for. We realized we did a murder to Gaveda, you have to help us. No, the Rebbe says, I want you to tell everybody, in front of everybody, tell everybody what you did. No, it says, Be'etzim the Gemara, that chotzim haigarva, it's a chutzpah for a person to say his Avedis Barabim. But sometimes, but there's certain cases, Machlek is the Rambam and the Raivit, exactly which case. There's certain cases when a person, when he says his Aveda, but Rabban, that's his Kapolo. When he says his Aveda, he gets so embarrassed from it, that'll be his Kapolo. So the Noyim Eli Melech says, you two people want a Kapolo. All you have on yourselves are Avedas. You have no Dover Lachluchus from Ruchmias left. The only aids of you is go tell everybody what you did. Fafal, they had Mamash no Koyach. And one of them told the other one, okay, you say it. The other one said, you say it. Mamash Achkenish. One of them started talking, and they said the following maisa. Listen to this Moedika maisa. He said like this. Abdov, shall I leave for next week, and then no, I should go right now. Okay. But I don't want to go over time. I'll have to cram it in. Oh, 10 o'clock, they were serving refreshments. Okay. What? I can go till 10 o'clock. I have to go home in a few minutes. So he said a Moedi Dika Maisa. These two people that were sitting there in front of all the Talmidim from the Noyim Eli Melech, and he says a Maisa like this. Listen to this, Tana Maisa. How weit a mensch, such a limit. You should know all these stories. Some stories you get a limit from Midas, some stories you get a Muna, some story. Every Maisa you have to get what you hear, you always try to get, you have to get Limudim. Listen to how far the Koiches HaNefesh from a human being can go. He says over the story like this. He's talking about himself. He says, me and my chava, were two ashirim. We were very, very rich. We had moided, each one of us had moidedika houses, very, very rich, and we had tremendous gates around our place. We lived like ashirim the way we were supposed to. We had a gvaldika business, and we were so close all our lives together. We had kisecha l'kolonu. We had one pocketbook, and mamash, when I needed money, I took what I needed. We mamash were like blood brothers, although we're not related. But we had such an ava between ourselves, and we were so close. We had one pot, and that's where all the money was. And we both were nemon mamish, and whenever I needed money, I took. Whenever he needed, he took. But that's where it was mamish kavaldi. Hakitza, as we were getting richer and richer, we were at the Eibusha benches, we were moedik matzliach, we happened to have a worker. This worker had his house, mamish, at the outskirts, where we really wanted to buy more land so we could make our shadach of karka even more. But this little Yiddish worker that was working over there, we asked him if he could sell us the house. And the Yid didn't want to. And we were begging him, we wanted to sell it, because if we would have that property, then we can go buy more, and our shadach would be gevaldik. And the Yid said, no, and he didn't want to. He said he's an Arma mensch. The only work that he does, the only money he gets is from the work that he does over there. And he only has a little bit of money, and he has a little family, and it's so hard for him. He can't uproot himself and go to a different place. They don't will give you anything you want for it. He says, no, I feel comfortable over here. My shul is not too far. I feel comfortable. I don't want to sell it. Don't push me. And he says, we were rich, and he tells the Noimeli Melech and all the Siddim that are listening, Oshi Yana Aziz, when a guy becomes an Oshi, he becomes an Aziz Ponim. And we couldn't hold ourselves back because we wanted to have that house. Not so much the house, we just wanted to knock it down so we could expand mamish. Then we had open fields, we could have bought it, would have been mamish gevaldik. But this was mamish in the way, mamish in the middle. He says, but we couldn't control ourselves, and we told the guy like this, Hezekiah, if you don't sell us the house, and we're willing to give you a lot of money for it, if you don't, we're going to fire you from your job. And then you become mechus alechem. And he was begging us we shouldn't do it, but we couldn't control ourselves. We wanted that so much, you know. If you yesh le money, then you want 200, you have 200, you want 400, you know, right? So you always want more and more and more. There's no gvul. It's mamish, it was mamish terrible, and we couldn't control ourselves, and we takafired the person. The person was so tzabroch, and he couldn't believe that two yidin could do that. And he was yelling at us, he said, how could you do that? You have two rich people, you have so much, go buy the other direction. How could you do that to me, to fire me, because I don't want to sell you that? It's such a shchos, mamish, goyish maisa. We couldn't control ourselves, we wanted, and we fired him, found. The Yid went with the little money that he had, he went, he invested it, and he tried to do buy Mecca Chamemka from his house. But Nebuch, he fell on his face, he couldn't do it, he wasn't Matzliach, and he was such a yoyli, the mamish, he was going around from door to door begging people for food. He had kleine kinderlach, and we didn't want to give him, because we knew that if there's going to come a time when he's going to have to break, and when he breaks, then we'll finish, I'll sell it, then we'll have it. Kids said, the guy was mamish amachus lechem, was mamish shreklach. So we went down to him, and we told him like this, Hezekiah, we see it's mamish bitter, but we'll buy now your house. But because you're such a mechutzah and you don't want to sell it to us, we'll give it to you for a third of the value. Let's say it was worth 600 ruble, we'll give it to you only for 200 ruble. The Yid Nebuch was so tzabrochen, but his family has to have what to eat. And he went and he sold it for 200. He said, okay, write us a shtar. So he wrote down the shtar, and the guy writes, between the words, fast, you should notice they write down, this I did shaloi bir tzoyni. I did it to shtar, they forced me to do it. And he just writes the whole shtar, I sold the thing, and he puts that in the line, he gets in the face, the rent, he gets the 200 ruble, and he bounced the guy out of the house. The guy takes it with the 200 ruble kesef, he takes it, and then they hired him, and they gave him only a third of his schiris. He was so broken-hearted, so forlorn. And his wife and kids, they were, you know, thrown out of the house with so little money, and they went, they got a little hot color dirt on a different side of the street, and that's where he lived. The Yid Nebuch was so broken-hearted. You don't know this, you should never know what this means. And sometimes the people get so broken-hearted, they get sick, and they could chas v'shalom die from it. And that's mamish what happened. The guy was so broken-hearted that he was thrown out of his job, and thrown out of his house. And for what? And by who? For what reason? A boy in Shalom, what did he do? The guy got so sick, the guy died. When that guy died, it was shreklach. No one really knew the story. His wife happened to know what she complained against to Ashirim. Who knows what they'll do to her? So Kitsa, she was quiet. Was mamish bitter. Kitsa, when he died, so there were people that from his craving that knew that he had a house. And they didn't know this. Kids are very small. Maybe we have to check the Yerusha. Let's look into the case. Maybe we can have a chelik of the Yerusha. Kids said, a few of his kribim come from the other shtet, and they come. They heard never of the tragedy. This Yuma Manchik died. And they come in, and they want to see about the Yerusha. They want to be masadid for the wife. She gets just a ksuba. And you have to make an apotropos for the kids. And if there's any extra, you know, kids said, they were a few chelik they wanted to get. So they go over to the two Ashirim. They go over to us. And they tell the Ashirim, they tell them, you know, what happened with this Yerusha? This guy had a house, you know. But we want to see, you know, let's take care of it. You know, we have to divide Yerusha for the kids, for the Almana. We have to make an apotropos. You have to pay somebody. He should become the apotropos. Agantz Esek. So these two rich people, they tell them, they say, what are you hacking our cup? What do you mean? The guy sold us the house. He says, what? He sold you the house? It's impossible. He never would have sold. Our kids, they see the shtar. And they notice in the shtar, it says that I sold the shtar. I sold the house. It was mamish. Shaloi b'tzayni. So they say, I want to go to court. They say, I want to take these two Ashirim to court. He says, shtus v'hel, you want to take me to court? And kids, so they go, they take it to Rabbi Chil Michl. Rabbi Chil Michl, his lordship, he was a grace of going in the grace of tzaddik. He had a bezdin. And Rabbi Chil Michl was sitting inside over there, and the Melech Almona came together with the Krovim, and they want to see what's Tutzach Yitzchak with the Hoyes, what's the din, what's going on. These people, they want to take away Yelusha, and the Almona Nebuch was crying, his mamish bitter. A kid said, Rabbi Chil Michl, when he sees, they put down the case in front of the Bezin, he was sitting there, he was not Bezin, and he texts me, he says, let me see the Shtar. At that moment, when he sees the Shtar, and the Shtar Gufa, it says that the Shtar itself is Mezuyev. Zok Rabbi Chil Michl, the Shtar is doch Mezuyev, it's a false Shtar. And the Kedusha of Rabbi Chil Michl was so great by saying that it was poil. I mean, we have no musik how this happened, but his Kedusha was so was poil that the star became erased. The oasis went away. He says, show me the star, it's a false star. There's no oasis on the star. Kids, the rich people, they take a look at the star, they see it's a blank piece of paper. Rabbi Chil Michl takes it and rips it in half. He says, give back the house to these people, give it back to Amona. You're a tzeach. And he yelled at these two Ashirim, was mamish bitter. Kids, these Ashirim, they were so angry that Rabbi Chil Michl did this, and it was Mavazanim, and the ganze Stot came out to cruise. He decided they decided they're going to take the Koma. Nope, they wouldn't take the Koma. Kids, they found out that there was a certain Sar, a certain one of the from the Goyisha opponents from not too far from there, that he used to be in charge of the ganze economy of the whole area. The Mekachamemka stores shouldn't get out of hand. Kids, they used to do a lot of business. Then the kids, they went over there as they were exchanging, you know, trade, and they were still Ashidim, and they were doing business together with the Sar. While they were there, they heard the Tsar talking to a few of the people. He said, what's going on in this shtot? And this shtot, they happened to say the note of Rabbi Chil Michl, the shtot from Rabbi Chil Michl Mezlotchev, in that shtot. He says, what's going on in that town? The prices never rise. In every other shtot, in every other town, this price goes higher and higher, and this guy, and then this guy goes lower. Everything, it fluctuates, everything goes up and down. And in this shtot, all the Jews, they sell everything at the same price. And so other people, they were sitting there, and they saw the two Yidden. They said, why don't you ask them? So he said, there's a guy over there, his name is Rabbi Chil Michl, and people are afraid of him, and if he says the prices should be a certain price, people are afraid of him, the kids, and nobody, he controls the whole economy over there. And he says what the price, what everything goes, and no Yid can make any higher or lower, and he keeps everything under control. So the guy says, what? They should do as a chutzpah. What do you think, a Yid? And then they raids down the guy to go get Rabbi Chil Michl, to go beat him up, a chutzpah, he's going to try to take over the economy, he's going to control the economy, that's my job. Kids, the Reitz of Takat Shloi Kedin, a Rebbe is not allowed to do that, that's not his line, and Avada belongs to the Tsar, Avada, you should look into the case, the kids of the Tsar, they Reitz on a Goy, and it doesn't take too long to make Sinus Yisrael against a Goy, against a Yid, because it was Mamish Bitter. Kids of the Tsar, said a cruise, he says, I want you to bring me Rabbi Chil Michl, take him over here, and get him to my Mamish will beat him up. How chutzpah, a Yid, he thinks he's going to control over here the Indian? The kids of the Golden, they bring down Rabbi Chil Michl. It's kind of nice. First they told him that somebody came in, they told Rabbi Chil Michl, first they told him, and he says, Taki, he saw Rebbe Baruch HaKadosh, that the pirates is calling him. Oh. Rabbi Chil Michl came down there, and they decided they're going to go take him, they're going to beat his brains out why he did such a zach. And the guy that was standing there right in front of the sign, they wanted it, when they heard that Rabbi Chil Michl said that Taka, he controls it, because he doesn't want that any Yid should have any tzav from any other Yid, and therefore he controls it. And one guy picked up his hand, and it was about to patch him, about that Rabbi Chil Michl, as soon as Rabbi Chil Michl looked at him, where I saw Aaron's gate, the guy's hand froze, and the guy, Mamish, got paralyzed in his hands, was a shrek of pachan. But then, mitamol, all the other guys that wanted to go into the line of Rabbi Chil Michl and fall on him and beat him up, everybody got paralyzed from fright that this guy, mitamol, can't zach nishrik him, this. And Rabbi Chil Michl, Mamish, his kedusha alone, Mamish, that nobody could do anything. And the Sarat, as Ishtak made it, Mamish was begging Rabbi Chil Michl to be moichel, he was begging. Rabbi Chil Michl was moichlam on the tonight, it's also chnish alayim mission in this shtot. And this is the story that these two people came back, and they told the Noam HaLamelech. This is what we were goyim. And because, so the Noam HaLamelech says, because you two people were goyim tzad, as a helik tzadik, so the Yevshu took away all your mitzvahs, you have mamish nothing. He said, Mamois, other mission, I never saw people that have nothing on like you. The Yevshu took away all your mitzvahs, all you have is Trav and Avedis. So he asked the Noam HaLamelech, tell us a ticket. So the Noam HaLamelech told him, this is your ticket. And the fact that you came over here, and you were mafarsim terabim, which you are very disposed, and you were misvadim that, The Eibush is going to make that, and that'll be a kapara for your avodah. That was the story that I wanted to tell you for today. Although it really doesn't have that much shaychus to the free of the gazach, but a few little limudim that you get from this. The main limud is that just because you have a lot of money in your pocket, and it happens to a lot of people, because they get a lot of money, there's a lot of bochrim in yeshiva. Some people get big allowances, and some people don't have allowances. Don't be such an azaz pun, but step on the other person. If you happen to have money in your pocket, and you have money for a soda, and your friend, his throat is parched dry, in a hotnish, there's nothing wrong if you treat him for a soda. It's nish brenning gehenim. Adrab, you'll get a mitzvah. If you happen to have a kid, and you happen to have ketchup, and he didn't invest the money in the halakha ketchup bottle, and you're having a good time eating your pancakes, starting with the ketchup, when Evelham ketchup, why don't you share it with him? You don't have to write your name over there, K. Krone, do not touch. Don't do that. Say no. It's for other people also. Share. If you become a sharing person, you're another mensch. Just getting back to the theme, I don't want you to forget about the ikazach over here. The main zach we discuss about the inifun hashkocha purpose. Don't forget. The more you look into hashkocha purpose, the more hanhogel you have. So on the Eibush Allah benching, we should all be gezod. And the historias that we have, and the inifun hashkocha purpose, to go to Rav Chaim ben Tzipori Fegele, you should have refuah shleimah.